Lampman. The Lampman and District Lions Club held a successful sled rally on February 11. Registration ran from 10 a.m. until noon at the Lampman Royal Canadian Legion branch. Once registered, riders could go out on the 80-kilometer trail. Beginning at the Legion, the next stop would be at the Wilmar Shelter, where free hot dogs were available. At each stop, the Lions had people posted to roll the dice. Riders would proceed through Arcola to the Ray Johnson Shelter for another roll of the dice. They would continue to the Blue Line Shelter. The last stop was at the Lampman Shelter, and then they were back to the Lampman Legion by 5 p.m. While on the trail at each stop, the dice would be rolled for the rider. The highest roll and lowest roll would be the best for a chance to win the $500 prize at the end. A total of 5 rolls would be held throughout the rally. Tanner Freich, a committee member and one of the riders, said the weather was perfect and the trails were in excellent shape. 88 riders took part in the sled rally, which was more than double from the year before. Also, 206 hands were sold. For those not riding, the dice rolls were held at the Legion. When everyone returned to the Legion, the winners were announced, with Riley Greening receiving the lowest hand and Les Wendell winning the highest hand. Each winner received $500. The event was held for the first time in 2017 and has increased with participants each year. A meal was held this year by the Legion and would consist of sausages by carnivores and pierogies made by Rhonda Loughran. According to committee member Damon Sutherland, around 50 people stayed to enjoy the meal. Once the meal was completed, a game of Singo would be played. It is similar to bingo, only using music. Sutherland was very pleased with the outcome of the day. The committee is thankful to all the sponsors that donated to the event to make it the success it was.